Good morning, Drift Run Church. Glad for each and every one that made the way out, those listening in their cars, those listening from their homes. Hi, Miss Patty. Boy, we had a lot going on today. I mean, as a church body, the prayer requests and the sermon is going to address a lot of things this morning, but I want to start out with, let's sing this song. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Then he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. All right. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Dig deep right now. Dig deep. This is not a skin level question. This is a heart level question. Do you really believe that today? I remember back in the when I was working at Ames in there, I had a lot of good friends there, and one guy, he was a foreman buddy of mine, and we were buddies, but he didn't believe. He says, "Jamie, do you really believe all that stuff?" I said, "I do. I do." And we're going to bring up a few questions here that, again, I'll be asking you. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? I just jotted a note here down from Dave's sermon from a few weeks back about separating God from his word. And that's been done, being done, and still going to be done. I believe God, but I don't believe that stuff about Jesus. I believe God, but I don't believe that stuff about works. I believe in God, but I don't believe this. And I can go on and on and on. That's why we got all the denominations, right? Separating God from his word. I'm trying to dictate what I think God means with his word, and we're supposed to adjust to what God said in his word. It's not adjustable. We got to be conformed. We got to be changed to what God's word says. Do you really want to know what God's word says? Do you really want to know what it means to you? Or do you want to continue to try to adjust it to fit me? And that's what the world does. Remember that one guy in that one video, we saw the guy was witnessing to him and asking him questions, and he says, well, to me God is what the word says God is. That's where we got to be. We can't adjust God. He is not adjustable, not debatable. His word is firm and true, and it is what it is. That's a good statement. It is what it is. Profound, isn't it, huh? Okay, we're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It'll be familiar to everybody, but we'll just see where the Lord takes us from it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. If y'all would, please stand for the reading of his word. Those that are able. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You notice I want to say John 3:16? That's Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm going to read it again. Take it in. Now, take it in. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Do you believe that? It is given and is profitable for doctrine. Do you believe that? Is for reproof. Do you believe that? For correction. Do you believe that? For instruction in righteousness. Do you believe that? Remember, the Word of God says our righteousness is as filthy rags. We need to learn righteousness, true righteousness, from the Word of God, from the source of righteousness, which is, comes from the Word of God, the inspired Word of God, that man, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So our perfection comes from the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus Christ and His shed blood. We are nothing without Him. We touched on that this morning in John chapter 14. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Greg read, ye must be born again. Do you believe that? That's the Word of God. We can't take it out. You must be born again. Let us pray. Lord God, we just so humbled to come here this morning and bow before you, Lord. With all that's going on in this world, Satan's trying to separate us, divide us with this, that, and whatever else. But we got to continue to seek your word. We got to continue to remain focused on the cause of Christ and focused on his death, burial, and his resurrection is the only way unto salvation. We ask, Lord God, right now for you to bless those that couldn't be here today. I ask for you to wrap your arms around them as only you can. Make your presence felt among them and stir within their hearts. Comfort their bodies and comfort their souls. I pray, Lord, this morning for our pastor and his family. We just ask you to continue to bless him and his ministry and each and every one. And let healing fall upon the folks from Drift Run Church. We praise you right now. Again, I ask for you to forgive me and get me out of the way. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. 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 Isn't God good? Amen. Do you believe that today? We're going to talk a lot about what you believe today. What else is there to believe besides the Word of God? If we have anything else, it is in the way. It is a stumbling block. We got to get me out of the way. I'm starting right here. That's between you and God to get you out of the way. But Jamie got to get out of the way and let God have his way. Because his will, his purpose for each and every one of us is none should perish. That all should come to repentance. Nobody, he don't want anybody to go to hell. Do you believe that today? You believe that? Because I could ask the question right here. How many people have you said, you need to go to hell? You deserve to go to hell. I'm sure we've all done that, admit it or not. In our hearts, that thought is murder. But remember, when I'm saying that, I'm saying I'm the judge. I deserve hell first. That's the only one that matters. All right. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Do you believe that? Yeah, I do. But I don't understand why people stick with the COVID. I don't understand why spouses lose their spouses. How hard is that? How can that be good, Jamie? How can that be good? How can cancer be good? How can this be good? How can that be good? That's one I bet we've all questioned. How can that be good, God? How can all this turmoil going on in this world today? How can that be good? But God's word says, we believe it's the inspired word of God, correct? Amen. We want to take it as he inspired it as it was written. You agree?
Amen.
Amen. Get some amens. How about amens over here? Yep, we got amens all around the room. There we go. And we know that all things work together for good. He didn't leave anything out. Nothing. And I could go on with examples just from some situations I've heard. I had a foreman friend at Ames. He wasn't a Christian, got cancer, got saved. So, what good come out of the cancer? If he got saved and he's standing in the presence of the Lord right now, how much better can that be?
Amen.
How much better can that be? Right. Right. And I could go on and on about things like that. And I'm sure there's situations in your lives. But sometimes the things that happen right now that are terrible. I think of a baby passing. How fair is that? How good is that? But you know that it might not affect something till 10 years, 20 years, whatever. God sees the big picture. We see this narrow-minded window that we have right here, as if we continue to look at things and try to understand things with this physical mind that is not capable of understanding God fully and completely. That's where faith comes in. So we got, by faith, we got to know and that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God this morning? Do you trust Him this morning? Do you know? Because Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life. Do you believe that today? There is no other way but Jesus Christ. Well, how can you argue that? Because Jesus said it Himself right there in John chapter 14, verse 6. In red letters, quote, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by Me. Do you believe that? I do. I do. When it says right here, who are called according to His purpose. Now we know His purpose is that none should perish. All should come to righteousness. We know that's God's purpose. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. But that word called according to His purpose. I looked the word up called because God, I think there's one sect or denomination or whatever you want to call it that says just you're saved, you're not, you're saved, you're not, you're not, you're not, you're out of luck. If you ain't saved, if I don't say that. But the word called right there in the Greek, I'm about out of air. In the Greek means an invitation. Everybody is called. It's those that love God that He's talking to right here. Do you love God today? Do you love Him? Do you believe that this morning? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. And just elaborate on that a bit. That scripture that we just read, Romans 8, 28. You know, I remember hearing that to Jillian so much. And talking with her about that. But still, it's like, man, she just suffers and suffers and suffers. But there'll be good come out of that. Well, now she's born again, so we know she's going to heaven. What better thing can come out of that? But the reason she is still here and going through that is God is using it for His glory somehow, some way, beyond our comprehension. So that's why I went to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, because we don't understand. It's hard for us to comprehend, to understand the ways of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 9 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And this is Paul. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Just a quick comment right there. Which God ordained before the world. Can you grasp that? Can you comprehend that at all? Can you even, like, what? We don't know. It says, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Do you believe that this morning? You know, we've heard a lot about faith through the scriptures over the years. Now we're seeing why we got to have faith. We can't understand before the world was created. We can't understand a couple weeks ago, for that matter. We don't understand COVID. We don't understand so much. I mean, I could just go on. So much we don't understand. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Do you guys sit and meditate? And I don't mean, but I mean sit and look at the woods and think, man, God created that. And that tree came from a seed which fell out of a tree, which grew a tree, which fell out of another tree. You know, we can go on back and on back and on back. That's before God ordained the world. Amen. Only he could do that. That should strengthen our faith. That should strengthen our commitment to serve it. The one that created all that. Amen. There is no other way that could be there. It's scientifically proven that you can't make something from nothing. Amen. Yet, they still hang on to that crawled up out of a mud hole. Well, who made the mud hole? You know, it goes on and on, and there's questions they cannot answer that can only be answered in the true Word of God. Do you believe that today?
Amen.
I had a discussion with a feller one time talking about the creation, he said, well, you know, I think 7 days could have been a billion years. No, the Word of God says 7 days. It didn't say nothing about a billion years. We couldn't comprehend a billion years. I trust the Word of God. Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith whom? Saith the Lord. Not saith Dave, not saith Jamie, not saith any human being, but saith the Lord. And why does he have the right to say that? Because he is the creator. He is the pinnacle of all things. He is the center point of everything that ever existed. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. So when we're trying to argue with God a little bit, or when we're trying to conform things to fit me, we're trying to adjust God a little bit, let's remember, he's unchangeable.
Amen.
He is what he is. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, that's way up there, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So when we're locked in thinking something's this way and it's got to be this way, but we need to make sure that we understand the best that we can God's way. And that's where faith comes in. 1 Corinthians 2:5. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of whom? Of men. So I've had a lot of people tell me a lot of things over my life. Some good, some not so good. Some I rejected, some I accepted. And they were all jumbled together because I accepted the wrong ones a lot of times instead of the right ones. And you know. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Do you believe that today? I remember being younger and even tended to agree, how can I believe in something I can't see? You still hear that today. I can see God.
Amen.
Right now,
Amen.
I can see God.
Amen.
Right out that window. I can see God by looking into the eyes of each
Amen.
Person here.
Because
you didn't come from nothing. God is awesome. But of the power of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16 says, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. We talked about that this morning in the Sunday school lesson. The disciples, before the Holy Spirit, they were trying to comprehend Jesus as a physical human being. They were trying to understand, where's he going? But he was talking to them in the spiritual realm. And he wasn't telling them anything that don't pertain to you today. He says, which the Holy Ghost teaches, compares spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord? How many of us have tried to know the mind of the Lord? All of us. But the Word of God tells us we cannot know the mind of the Lord. But we have the mind of Christ. Why do we have the mind of Christ? Because of his doctrine. Romans 10:17. I think that was mentioned this morning. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Right back to when Dave preached to us that you can't separate God and his word. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're hearing the word of God today. We got to put ourselves in positions to hear the word of God, whether it be as the efforts made for those that chose not to come in to sit in their car, they still chose to hear the word of God. They could have stayed home out of distance and not heard the word here. Maybe they could have heard it at home in another source. I don't know. But choosing to hear the word of God, and for me and myself, this is the best place to come to share and hear and be encouraged by the word of God. So, I remember when I was a young feller, 18, new truck, paycheck, motorcycles in the back. We had it. Me and my buddy John Arnold was going to race up at Pyramid Valley up in Clarksburg. And he shared grace with me. I never comprehended that before. Grace and faith was the key. Faith of me to trust in the Creator that created all that out there. Do you believe that today? That our faith is the key. Our faith in what? Our faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work. Our faith in the Creator that created all things and sent his Son to die on the cross and made a way for us to be with him. Can you imagine being in the presence of the Lord? I think about that a lot. I just think so much about hearing his voice, seeing his face, whether it be splitting the eastern sky or meeting him on the way. We can't imagine that. We can't. But it's good to try. And it's better than we could ever imagine. It's better. So do you believe all this here this morning.
Amen.
And we got to believe it all. Because it's all true. It's all right. It's all inspired. It's all from God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You about ready for a song? So I'm going to close with that statement right there, that all this turmoil going on here, all of it, you know, we can pinpoint COVID, we can pinpoint shot, no shot, we can pinpoint so many things that Satan's trying to use to divide us. But we got to know, folks, we got to know it is far deeper than that. It is a spiritual battle. It is a holy war. It is good and evil. And evil wants to destroy you. Evil wants your children. Evil wants your home. Evil wants anything that can destroy Christ. And we know he can't do that. We need to stay focused. Our faith needs to be in the Word of God, in the finished work of Christ. Do you believe that today? He is worthy of our praise.